peanut butter beans.
No, just shell beans. Butter beans. Pastures of shell beans, you know. And then our string beans, when they get so old, they're shell beans.
And they dry up and
you shell them.
Yeah. And the tops of turnips or beets that you eat, you cut off the top.
That's the turnip greens, the salad green.
But that is salad green.
Yeah.
And if you just pick some corn and shuck it, boil it, and you eat it.
That's rosemary. Uh-huh.
And I don't know whether they have a little animal that runs in the ground here. It looks like a squirrel or not.
And
it has stripes on the back.
No, we don't have those here. But I believe they're called what, chipmunks?
Chipmunks.
I believe they are, but we don't have them here. We have moles all around, little ground moles. I've got a mole to place.
Chipmunks and moles, where you burrow them.
Yeah, you burrow them.
And how about a little animal that, well, he's not so little. He's as big as a cat or a small dog. And he's black and he's got a white stripe down his back.
That's a polecat.
And animals jump. They may be this long or they may be that long. They may live on land or near water. What do you call those?
That's the frog, the bull frog, the toad frog.
Toad frog is what?
The toad frog, he's out here. The bull frog, he stays around water, you know, all the time.
And do you have a name for the kind of frog that gets in bushes?
We call that a rain frog, the little green.
The kind of make a noise.
It's going to rain when you hear the rain frog.
Rain forecaster.
Yeah, I'd love to hear him that.
And what do you call the ordinary worms that you use for bait?
That's earthworms.
And do you have any larger worms around here?
No.
Fat ones.
It's the old red worm. It's the old earth worm. Mm-hmm.
Somebody told me about Georgia wiggler.
Well, we don't have those here. Now, you can grow them and you make beds for the wigglers. Mm-hmm. And throw your dishwater and cornmeal on that. Raise them. Raise those. You've got to feed them. That's the wiggler you've got to feed.
And grub worm?
A grub worm, he's an old grub. He appears around rotten stumps and logs. He's an old grub worm.
But he's quite short.
Yeah, he's short, chunky one.
White?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, and the insect that sends out light and he flies around?
That's lightning bug.
And an insect with a long, thin body, they need to be this long, and they've got filmy wings, and they hover over water.
That's a mosquito.
Mm-hmm. You ever hear that called a snake doctor?
No, I don't believe I have.
Not even North Carolina?
No.
Some areas they call it a snake doctor, and they say that that's where the snake is. And an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and
yes, the old dirt dama.
Does he sting?
No, I don't think it does.
He's a wasp.
He's different from a wasp.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Peanuts.
And goobers. There's a difference in a peanut and a goober, though.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the size?
A goober is a big nut, and a peanut is small. Of course, there's different kinds of peanuts, you know.